Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to continue today to talk about the amazing mission of the Holy Spirit, the reality and power of the Holy Spirit, the gift that's been given to us, the most precious gift we will ever receive in this life is what Jesus himself gave to us. And you might say it, as Pope Benedict XVI said at one point, that the coming of the Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit, is the culmination of the whole ministry and mission of Jesus. Jesus came to teach us so much, to give us so much, but fundamentally, in its most basic form and reality, Jesus came so that he could take away sin, the reality that separates us from God, in having a relationship with the Father. He came to do what was needed to take that sin away, and that happened on the cross. So St. Paul would say the cross is the power of God for salvation. You're able to be saved. Saved from what? Really, ultimately from hell and eternal separation from God. Saved from the powers of sin and death. Saved from the domination of the world, the flesh, and the devil. These realities that are so clear in Jesus' teaching and the apostles and in Scripture, to be set free from those things. So his death on the cross breaks the whole regime of power, and that it has power, these realities have power over us because we are actually walking in sin. And so we are, as Paul said, enemies of God. We, you know, that which is soaked in sin is unholy and it can't be united to the holy God. So Jesus's desire, his whole mission, is to make a way for you to be united to God the Father. As I've been talking about all the week, each one of us, we're the lost sheep, each one of us. We're the lost children. And Jesus has come to bring each one of us home to the Father, the Father is our home. The heart of the Father is the place of rest. It's glorious and powerful and a love beyond all imagining. So Jesus came to deal with what separates us, and he did that by dying on the cross. And that death and his faithfulness as one of us, giving the Father and it belongs to him, from that faithful life, the Father raises and the Spirit raises Jesus from the dead, and something entirely new begins for the human race. Not only is the Holy Spirit united to Jesus in his life and ministry here on earth, but it's the Spirit that raises Jesus to a new reality for what is human. Human flesh is raised to life, passes from death to life in the person of Jesus. So the new creation begins. The new creation is the work of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bringing the human race to a whole new possibility, and its existence beyond death. It's the life of heaven. And so that reality is in Jesus. And that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is the Spirit that's in us, St. Paul tells us. And it's that Spirit, if we walk in the Spirit, walk by the Spirit, and if we live in obedience to the Spirit who's teaching us how to love God, and as I said at the end of the program yesterday, to put down idols, to break the chains that are wrapped around our hearts and the bondage that we experience pursuing things that are less than ourselves and dedicating ourselves totally to things other than what we're made for, to put first things first, to put God first, to put the love of God first. It's the love of God that led Jesus to crawl up on that cross in Calvary and to die for us. It's love of God that raised Jesus from the dead. It's the love of the Father that burns like a white-hot fire in the heart of Jesus that he comes to give to each one of us. And we're recreated as we're united to Jesus, and that life, that absolute freedom that's in him, that absolute perfect alignment of his life and his purpose and his destiny, all perfectly aligned and lived in the glory of God the Father. That's what Jesus is bringing to us. That's the kingdom of God. Everybody in the kingdom is rightly aligned to God the Father. Not in just some kind of lockstep, like a schoolroom or something. No, we're literally made to be drawn into the mystery of the relationship between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the magnificence of that reality, we get a tiny glimpse of it when we see the magnitude and the beauty and the wonder of God's creation. I mean, scientists all around, we spend a lot of time, you know, searching the galaxies and trying to understand how big this whole universe and cosmos is. And everybody, even unbelievers, stand in awe and wonder. It's unexplainable, this glorious kaleidoscope of power and space and time and all of it. Well, that's just God made it by the word of his command. It gives us just a little glimpse of how magnificent and awesome and eternal and great God is. We get just a little bit of a sense of the being that he is. But this is a sign of who he is. It's not him. He who made it is so much greater, is so much more beautiful, so much more powerful, so much more magnificent. And Jesus lives. It's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that communion, relationship of persons. This is what Jesus died to bring us into. This is the only thing that will satisfy the human heart and fill us with wonder and joy beyond all imagining for all eternity. There will be no boredom. There will be no discouragement. There will be no crying, mourning, nothing. It's God. That work of Jesus, really the work of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has begun in all those who are baptized into Christ, who have accepted him. St. Paul loved to talk about how we're chosen, we're beloved, we're destined, we know who we are, we know why we're here, we know where we're going. And he loved to talk about how, all the apostles did, how this was all made possible. One place I love reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, where Paul talks about the cross, the folly of the cross of Jesus. You know, God stood the whole world on its head. You know, he faked out the devil. No one anticipated, not even the religious Jewish people, no one anticipated that the power of God, the greatest power ever of God, would be revealed in a crucifixion, in the cross of Jesus Christ. So Paul says, "For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." The power of God is revealed in the cross of Jesus Christ. What is that power? It's the white-hot love, the same love that created all things, burning in the heart of Jesus, lifting up the whole human race and redirecting our gaze from all the temptations that we have and all the things that distract us and all our silly worship and enslavement to secondary things, our self-love, our radical self-preoccupation, our narcissism. Jesus lifts up the whole human race in that act of love by which he laid down his life for us. But he laid down his life in obedience to declare to the whole world that he loves the Father. The drama that's happening on the cross, and who could see it with natural eyes? Cursed is the one who hangs on the tree, the scripture said. He was cursed. He was nailed to wood. His body, his flesh was nailed to a piece of wood. And he was crucified outside the city with the rest of the dregs and the robbers and the criminals. Mocked and should have been forgotten. But he turned the world on its head when love expressed itself in humility and obedience. Do you see it, friends? Do you see? Can you catch a glimpse of what you're meant to be right there? There's the power of a transformed life. That's where Jesus is leading you, into obedience, humility, motivated by love. And you can live by that love because you've been given a new power and a new capacity to live differently. It's called the Holy Spirit, God's love poured into your heart. Friend, you are so precious. You are such an amazing being, creature. God has come to you. God has made you for his purpose, and your dignity is beyond your own imagining. Your value, it's all there. It's God-given. It's the only place it can come from. And Paul says it comes to us through the cross. He said it's folly to the world. How could a crucified Messiah, a cursed man, how could that deed in any way be a source of power for salvation for all? Well, because we know, as I said, that on the cross, Jesus, in his obedience to the Father, his absolute radical love, became a sacrifice for sin, and he took away sin and sin's power over us. And Paul just loves it. He loves how it totally turned the world on its head. He says this, "For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the cleverness of the clever I will thwart. Where's the wise man? Where's the scribe? Where's the debater of this age?" Yeah, where are all the wise people, all the powerful people who are saying, this is the way to happiness, this is the way to fulfillment, this is the way to get respect, this is the way to reach fame and honor and have everything that can be had? Where are all those people in face of God's wisdom? What looks to the world as foolishness is actually the wisdom of God. And what looks like wisdom in this world is nothing but foolishness. I mean, aren't you seeing it? Aren't we seeing it in the Harvey Weinsteins of the world and the Bill Cosbys of the world, and even Archbishop McCarrick's of the world? I mean, when we get seduced into believing our dignity, our happiness can be found in our position, in power, in sex, in whatever, we degrade ourselves and we miss the whole point of where life and power is. And Paul says, "For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe." That's why the church has to preach the gospel. Faith comes through hearing, and what's heard is the wisdom of God. What's the wisdom of God? The folly of the cross. We're saved by the death of a rejected, beaten, stripped, naked Messiah crucified on a cross. God's foolishness is humility, it's love. And humility and love is what saved the world. The love of Christ saved the world. And he died to everything in this world. And he lived to the Father. That's wisdom. That's what we're made for. Put first things first, friends. Live in the power of the Spirit who wants to transform your heart into becoming a white-hot lover of God the Father. Amen.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.